Is there anything lower than a bike thief? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's hard to imagine someone low enough to rip off people who are simply trying to reduce their carbon footprint, but it happens, and it's really bad in San Francisco.
The problem in San Francisco is pretty serious. Just between myself and my friends, we were averaging a bike stolen once a year.
This is Daniel Itzkowski. He tried to lock his bikes up, but bike locks didn't work, and he finally understood why.
The lock can't just be big and strong. It needs to fight back somehow.
And by fight back, he meant fight back.
We were thinking exploding locks, but obviously that's not going to fly from a legal perspective.
No.
So after 6 months of iteration, we came up with a chemical solution that is actually food grade.
Completely safe, all natural, and it's loaded into the core of the bike lock.
Where if a thief tries to cut through it, about 30% in, it punctures the seal, releasing these chemicals that are immediately vomit-inducing, thereby stopping the thief in their tracks.
It's called the skunk lock, and it creates a fairly hostile work environment for a bike thief.
We're not calling ourselves a complete solution. We're calling ourselves a deterrent. If we get to the point where a thief has to wear a gas mask and Breaking Bad suit, if you will, then I'm pretty sure we're in a pretty good position.
And I wouldn't be surprised if some bike owners deliberately paint over the warning logo and lock up a decoy bike right out in front of the house just so they can watch the fun. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.